You're listening to Action Magazine, the podcast, the weekly download on what's shaping in the future of film, festivals, and the creative voices behind entertainment. I'm your host, Victoria, filmmaker, documentarist, and editor-in-chief of Action Magazine. From solo insights to on-the-ground festival coverage and stories from across the creative world, this podcast keeps you in action. Welcome to episode 5 of Action Magazine, the podcast. In today's episode, we're going to dive into a conversation with the cast and crew of the new short film, The Anniversary. Present in this episode is director and writer of the film, Javon, the actress that plays Naya, Tanisha, the actor that plays Andre, Donald, and from the wardrobe department, Rolf. Let's dive right in.
All right, so we can get started. I'm going to introduce myself real quick. I'm Victoria. I'm the editor-in-chief of Action Magazine, and our magazine gives voice to emerging creatives in all creative fields. So our goal is to, you know, give you a room to talk about your films, your projects, and learn about the industry. I also bring more experienced directors to give tips, insights. I go to festivals to bring you guys everything that I can to inspire you to step in the industry. So that's our goal. And thank you so much for reaching out and for seeing our poster and emailing me. It's always great to get to know new filmmakers and new projects. I watched the film. It's great. It was very unpredictable, which is I love. So let's start. Can you give me a brief introduction about the film, what it's all about, so people can know the themes?
Of course. So the film is titled The Anniversary. I created it about 2 months ago now. Just started out as like a class project, something that I was had to do for class. And it ended up being a source of healing for me that I didn't really know that I needed at the time, per se. I feel like death has kind of been plagued a lot in my life as of recently. The past 2 years, I would say, it's been just kind of a repetitive cycle of death. And I think one of the biggest things that I realize is that grief is so unpredictable, especially how it comes in waves and how you react to grief. And being that like it's hit close to my home, I've seen how people in my own family have reacted to it. And I've noticed that there are some really unhealthy coping mechanisms to grief. And that was kind of what inspired the story was, even though you may have an unhealthy coping mechanism to grief or whatever that looks like, that is specific just to you. And that is your process to go through. And I don't think anyone should judge you. I don't think anyone should even have an opinion about how you go through grief and how you grieve. So that was the entire message of the story with the main character, Naya. She kept bringing back her husband every year for their anniversary. But you had her sister in the beginning kind of like, are you sure you want to do that? But wasn't judging her. And I made it very important to put that line that I'm not judging you. I just want to make sure that you're okay, because that is essentially the grief process.
Exactly. It was very sensitive in a specific way that I wasn't able to predict. And when I watched it, and that scene with the sister, it made sense. I'm like, oh, she didn't judge her. She was just checking on her, which is what we're supposed to do with people that we care about, because we have different ways of dealing with things. Can we go around the room? I would like everyone to introduce yourself and just tell me a little bit about your role in the film and how it was for you. Just go so we can get to know you a little bit.
Okay, I'll go first. And my name is Javon Nkonza. So I was the writer and the director for this film.
I'm Ralph Paul. I was the head of wardrobe for this film.
I'm Tanisha Madan, and I played Naya in the film.
My name is Donald Love Jr., and I played Ben, the husband, in the film.
Awesome. So I'm going to start with both of you guys, the protagonists. Can you talk a little bit about how it was to get into character, your process, and how it was to play someone suffering with grief, and how it was to play a ghost, per se? Can you talk a little bit about the process of getting into character? How do you guys prepare? Just tell us a little bit of your process.
For me, I am an empath, so it's when things are easy, very well written, it's kind of easy for me to dive into that and feel that emotion. So just reading it, it was easy for me to feel that, feel like the yearning and the heartache. So that part was pretty easy for me. I put a lot of music with my process. So just feeling Naya out and her yearning and her wanting to keep that ritual. I kind of just put that with some songs. So that kind of helped me get my vibe and my energy in that mindset. But just putting myself in Naya, I journaled a lot as her, leading up, just some days leading up to it, I would wear things that I felt like Naya would wear. And I wore like an engagement ring around for a little bit just so that I could really feel that of like my husband is still here, that type of feeling. So that was just like a little bit of my process of just really living in Naya for a little bit, which was kind of heavy, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's interesting, especially with the music. That's something I wouldn't have thought about, but it's music has power in putting us into places. It's a very interesting way to approach a character. What about you, Donald?
So yeah, it's actually very interesting. When I got the script, I didn't put two and two together that he was like deceased the whole time until the very end. So that for me, because during the audition process, I was just like, okay, well, I got to bring out like the kind of creepiness and, you know, which is a character that I wanted to always wanted to dive into. You
Yeah.
know, so just like my beautiful co-star, I'm also very musically inclined. So as far as that, just diving into the creepy aspect, but transforming that to the beginning part of the movie where I have to showcase the love that I have for my wife per se, like that. So that it's a play on emotions, specifically as an actor myself. You know, and it does rise to that challenge because you have to go from love, being infatuated with that person to a kind of a darker, you know, vibe that's, you know, it's completely somebody different, you know. So it's literally like the other side of the coin, and you got to turn it on really quick. So, but yeah, it was fun. It was fun to do, and it was my first time doing it. So yeah, that was great.
That's wonderful. And you guys obviously played a couple. How was the process for you to create that on-screen chemistry? Do you guys have any tricks for that that other actors could use when they're trying to play a couple? What's some of the process to, work with someone that's going to be your partner?
I feel like just making them feel comfortable. We would text and talk outside of just like filming or meeting up. So it was just having that like familiar feeling, of just laughing about different stuff, talking about different things that were outside of this, talking about some things that we've discovered. We shot it pretty fast after having the audition, which I loved because it wasn't a hard character to like really get into for me. So just I feel like we quickly both kind of had that openness for each other of like call me, text me, really about whatever it is. We talked about personal stuff. We talked about things that had to do with the script. So I think that's just what it is being open to that relationship of just you're about to be working with someone with something that's very intimate to each other. Not just because we're playing a couple, of course, but just the art of it all is just a very intimate thing being scene partners. And so I feel like us having that open communication, him knowing he could just text me and say something, I can just text him and say something, we can say our thoughts. And then it gave that husband and wife feel because then I feel like he was kind of protective over me when he was around me as well. So it automatically made him feel like my husband. Like, and when we were together, I'm like, where's my husband? We're taking pictures. Where is my husband? It just gave that like natural feeling of that for me.
That's wonderful, and that could really be seen on screen, the chemistry of you guys. It was very nice. Moving on to wardrobe, I'm very curious to learn about that process. For me, when I watched the film, it had this whole atmosphere of like grief, but at the same time, very mysterious. Like I didn't know what was going to happen. I think the wardrobe really brought it to life. And can you talk a little bit about your process and what do you keep in mind when you try to choose?
I would say a lot. First, when Javon came to me and presented the full idea, because he had already presented me little ideas here and there, he wanted somebody that you can touch. Like he wanted a color that spoke to you, And instantly I started like looking up, you know, what the certain colors mean. And yellow stood out to me because it meant like purity, moving on to like getting clarity and coming to know things. And that's exactly what I felt for the character because she's, you know, she was happy. During this moment, she was happy. She didn't believe he was dead. There was no sense of death in there in the beginning. It was just whimsical, light, fun. So that's exactly what I wanted to go with. I wanted her to feel beautiful. I wanted her to be as whimsical as she can be, just to show you that, you know, thinking of her husband, it makes her happy. And when it came to Donald's character, I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't too spot on. I didn't want him to present himself as deaf because, again, she didn't expect him to be dead. That wasn't her thought process. And I feel like even him himself coming in, you didn't get that he was dead. So I didn't want to go the traditional suit or blazer way. I wanted something natural, something that they both would do like on a regular date night. And honestly, just meeting T and getting to pick her mind and ask her what was she comfortable with. Same with Donald, getting to talk to them and feel what they like, what they don't like, things they'll naturally wear, because I wanted this to be as natural as possible. And I think that was the main goal for this project, was to find a more, you know, the more subtle, but yet it speaks to you in different ways. Yeah, and also the yellow, just how the yellow was with the decoration and the art design. I think it was beautiful. I think it was lovely, and it did a great job wearing the outfits.
Exactly. And that's something curious because when we remember someone that died, we remember them alive, which it's how we saw them last, which is a nice touch of thinking in that way with the wardrobe because she's remembering him when he was alive. So that's a very nice touch. And what would you say are the basics of choosing a wardrobe and some of the things that you have to keep in mind when you work in that field in film?
I would say one is never stray away too far from what the writer or producer wants. I would say getting a great understanding in terms of what they want, not just because Javon had a pretty great vision board, but I wanted to know what did he see this character as? What did this character mean to him? And also, he also experienced grief, and I had just lost my mom. I buried my mom in March 1st.
Sorry.
So going on to this project, I just thought of things that she looked great in terms of the colors, and I just brought it to Javon, and he also told me like the little things that he wanted. So I'll say the number one thing is just make sure you're in connection with the producer or writer, just knowing what they want. And the second thing will be comfortability for the actors, because you don't want to put them in something where it will restrain them from acting. Or there was a lot of scenes where T had to, you know, bring out emotion, especially bring out tears, bring out deep emotion. And I feel like, you know, just her being comfortable and being happy and what she was in also helped her. She can speak on herself in terms of how the outfit made her feel, but that's just what I've seen. Yeah, so and I'll say the last thing would be the timing, the era. What is the era? What timing do you really want this outfit to be? What do you want it to represent in terms of how it is now? Is it modernized? Is it something in the past? Is it a certain era? I think that's it. That's the three big things.
That's great. Yeah, it's something that is very important to bring out the really the scene in my head, the art department, the wardrobe, all of that comes together to create the atmosphere of the director's vision. So talking back about the direction of this film, Javon, what were some of the challenges that you faced, some of the things you weren't expected to happen, and some solutions that you found on the spot? What are some things that popped up that really was challenging for you?
I think the biggest challenge for me was the turnaround time. As I mentioned before, it was for a class. So I knew about the script. Maybe I knew I had to provide a script maybe a week or two before class started. And I had one idea initially. And then, like a week before class started, I completely changed it, just because I could not focus on anything else. So I needed to kind of get that feeling out. And this was kind of what I produced. But what I didn't know was that I had to produce a full film in a 5-week class period, with the first 2 weeks being lessons and instruction. So, I mean, I had to get everyone kind of by myself. I didn't really have a resource per se in that short amount of time to get all of that together. Now, I was extremely blessed to have these people on this call because they were absolutely amazing and they made my job so much easier. There was some other issues on the week of that I was not expecting. I know we lost our sound person the day before, and I had to let it go. And I understand that's what happens. And luckily there was someone on set who knew how to do sound, so it wasn't a complete failure, but I think just like the unpredictableness was that I did not expect. I thought that if you no matter how planned out you are, no matter how organized you are, there's something still going to go wrong or something that you still don't expect. So that was the biggest lesson to me was no matter how prepared I feel like I am, or no matter if I feel like, oh, this is good, something's gonna happen. And I think what I'm most proud about for myself is how proactive I was with that. And even like on the day of sets when we were filming, there was an issue, handled it immediately. And so that the next day when we were able to come to set, it was a completely different energy, a completely different vibe, and we were just more efficient. And I think those were all things that I just learned throughout the process. And I'm sure there's gonna be next more mishaps down the road, but this for being the first time that I have produced something like this, I was extremely proud of myself and also grateful that I was able to learn and not crumble, honestly.
Exactly. And I mean, congratulations to all of you for bringing this film together because it's not easy. As a filmmaker myself, I know the challenges of, bringing people together, creating a film from beginning to end. It's a hustle, and only those that do it know it. So congratulations just for completing this film together and bringing this amazing story together. It's such an accomplishment, and congratulations to all of you. I have
Thank
a
you.
question about casting. You casted the actors, correct? You were the one.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about casting and what do you keep in mind when you choose the right actors? How do you know it's the right actors for each role? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. This was actually one of the most exciting parts for me was the casting. There was an overwhelming amount of submissions, honestly. And again, doing it myself, it was really, really strenuous, but it was nice to look at every video and see how they interpreted the character that I had written on screen. There was certain iterations that I didn't even think of that I thought was really interesting, especially with the actors with Don and T. I think they both brought something that I was not expecting or thinking about, especially with T was with how sweet Naya is and how vulnerable that she was willing to be. Kind of initially, when I had first written Naya, she was a very strong character. You couldn't break her. Like, even with the last scene, I didn't initially have her crying. I didn't initially have her emotional at all. But the way that T really fell into Naya, it made me, as the person watching, as a viewer, connect with her in a way that I knew that she had, it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be sad. It's okay, you know? So that was, T opened that thought up to me. So that was amazing on her part. And Donald, the same thing that she mentioned earlier was that he's super protective, and you can get that from just looking at him and the way that he speaks. And so that was something that I also was not thinking about because initially, when I was going in with Andre was he was more of just kind of a presence. And I think Don really brought a soul to Andre. And so that in that same way that Naya was also begging and pleading him to not leave, he was also begging and pleading her to move on as well. And I think that was kind of like the part that really humanized Andre because you don't know what's really happening on the other side. And I think Donald really did a great job of showing there's two different sides of the coin when it comes to death, and we don't know. And it's so unknown. And I think his stark difference in the assertiveness of like a husband, of being a man, and what that looks like, but also being a different kind of character that's unfamiliar to the audience and to Naya, I think he really demonstrated really well. So that was my biggest thing with the casting. So it was kind of a no-brainer. Kind of once I went through everyone and watched all of the videos again, I just connected the most with T and Don.
Yeah, that's wonderful, and it worked amazingly.
Yes.
So I want to go around the room and ask you guys to tell one piece of advice to emerging creatives, so the actors can tell a piece of advice to young actors who want to become actors in the future or who are struggling or some piece of advice, and Javon about directing, and Raf about like the wardrobe part of film and people that want to follow that path. So we can go around the room, give a piece of advice. My magazine pushes that and inspires people. So I always ask for people to give a piece of advice because I think everybody has something to say or a lesson to teach. So let's start with you, Javon.
Okay. The biggest piece of advice is honestly keep pushing. Never give up. No matter, even if it's the day out and everything seems like it's going left, do not give up. Keep going. I don't know if I would have been able to keep going throughout this process without the support and without faith in myself in the project. And I know that a lot of times as a director, you feel alone because there is no one to turn around and talk to. It's kind of you. And you just have to really, really trust yourself and trust your gut that you got it. You know, like definitely don't overthink it. You, especially to the point of shooting, you've gotten that far. And everything before that, honestly, was much harder. So if you can make it past pre-production and even get into production, just keep going. And that's my biggest piece of advice.
I would say for any upcoming wardrobe stylist or any stylist in general, I would say the number one thing is believe in yourself. And once you realize you have a gift, I would say to continue to water that gift. Even if you don't feel like you're doing anything big or something that will push you towards wealth and fame, if you love it, if you actually love the craft, if you love doing what you do in terms of fashion and styling, I feel like it'll all come to you. So just continue watering your talent. Don't give up on it. Don't allow, others to diminish your talent. Especially for me, because I've been styling and putting fashion shows together for years now. But I never, see myself going any farther with fashion because it's just so hard of an industry to get in. But, and also surround yourself with people who believe in you and who sees your talent. Because if I didn't have Javon like in my life to push me to do this, because he's seen everything I've done before and to push me to go into film in the wardrobe world of film, I don't think I ever would have went towards film. So I would say keep positive influences around you and water your talent. Just believe in yourself because at the end of the day, all you have is yourself.
For me, I would say kind of like a two-part saying, but it's go with the flow or let go and let God. And I say that just to like go with what Javon is saying, that it doesn't matter what's going on while you're filming. For like instance, I didn't know I was doing a specific scene on a specific day, but it's like let go and let God. What you've done the work as an artist, as a creative, I did what I needed to do in the back end. So just go with the flow. Things are ever changing, especially within this industry. And so it's like, if you're too stuck in your head, if you're too worried about it, that's going to stop you and your creative flow. So just go with the flow. Just know everything is going to work out, kind of like Javon said, as far as keep pushing, because the finished product is going to be the finished product, and it's going to move people in different ways. Kind of just getting outside of my head, and it's like I'm trying to impact someone else. Don't worry about how it's impacting me. So just going with the flow and trusting in God and knowing that what I'm supposed to do, as long as I do the work, he's gonna do the rest. And so that's my piece of it, right?
Awesome. I'm gonna give a really quick shout out to one of my best friends, Felix Betancourt. He is a very key individual to where, of course, God as well too, but just specific somebody who constantly always is pushing me and believing in me. Just really quick, I come from the stunt back world. Okay,
Oh.
so I've been doing stunts for about like 4 years. Went into the acting ever since last year, last November. So just like Ralph said, it only takes one person to believe in you. So just like with Javon, it only takes one person to believe in you, right? So now I have specifically like his film a part of my acting reel now, right?
Okay.
But the piece of advice, it's really simple. Keep the pace. That's it. Just like a marathon runner, you don't see them going too fast, you don't see them going too slow. They know that they have a start line, they know that they have a finish line. They are on pace. What mile one, the clock's at 7 minutes and 30 seconds. Mile two, they know they got to be under 8 minutes. It keep the pace. You will eventually get to the finish line. That's it.
Well said, all of you. One last thing. I want to share all of your Instagram in our page, if that's okay. I think Javon can send it to me via email, all of your handles, if you guys are okay with that. I would like to tag you guys so people can see your work as well, follow you. I'll be posting this on my magazine, on our website, Instagram, and also our podcast. So I'll be sharing with Javon as I publish things. And for the film, it's on YouTube, correct? So that I link
Yes.
it correctly. All right.
Yes.
I will link everything, and if there's anything else that you want to send me, I can link that as well. But I would love to tag you guys so people can see a little bit of your work as well, if that's okay.
Yeah,
Yes.
thank you.
Thank you.
That's all the questions I have. Is there anything else any of you want to share about the film or anything that I've missed?
I'll say, please, you guys, watch it, share it, support it. You guys, it may seem small, but this project means a lot, to Javon, to myself, and to Donald, to my girl. It's just a wonderful piece of work, and I think you guys should all tune in. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. I was gonna say that Javon did amazing. It was it I everyone just needs to watch it because just the writing was great, and with so much bad writing nowadays, I was blown away. I was like, oh, this is so good. So I was honored to be able to bring Naya to life with just good writing. So definitely just go ahead and check it out because it was amazing. And Ralph did his thing with the wardrobe. He was he's in his thing. He's in his thing, yes.
Thank you.
That's
Yes.
wonderful.
Thank you so much to also Victoria for giving us this platform as well.
No, of course. And if you guys could
Thank
share
you.
the word about our magazine, about our platform, we would love to have even more people, bring in their movies or their shows or their acting, anything related in the creative field, where our doors are always open. We're all in this together. So if you guys know anyone that has a project or that wants to tell our story, just please, please reach out, and our doors are always open for you guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, you
Thank
guys. Thanks for listening to Action Magazine, the podcast. Keep creating, keep dreaming, and stay in action. Catch you next week.